Welcome, Success Academy, to our coaching Q&A session. Today is Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. We are in week two of our series. So looking forward to connecting with you today as we get connected into coaching space to collaborate, to brainstorm, to share. Whether you're feeling fantastic, you're feeling fried or stuck, whether you have a very specific question or something overall that's up for you, this is your time and your space, and I'm so, so looking forward to it. As you may have seen last week on our coaching Q&A session, you likely saw that there was this interesting aspect of different people sharing, and some of the things shared, whether you shared live or listened, were gems that you also needed to hear, and that's what I love about the group coaching Q&A session. So as we come together, just a simple reminder, I'm going to invite you to create great space for yourself, if at all possible, to log off your other apps, you know, log off social media, close out your email, ideally maybe have your water or something to drink and your notebook, and just allow yourself to, you know, kind of settle in and just open yourself up to receive whatever's up for you. If you do have your notebook handy, I invite you to jot down two simple things for me initially. Number one is, what's new and good in your life this week? Or another way to frame that, if that isn't bringing you an insight, is what are you grateful for today or this week? But what's something that's new and good, you know, celebrating that positive, seeing that in what's taking place in your life? And then secondly is looking at what's up for you today. What are you thinking about? What are you needing? What is it that is percolating for you, you know, and whether you're feeling like it's personal, it's belief work, it's related to this week's content on vision or goals, specifically, or maybe it's something business-oriented or leadership or time management, you name it. Whatever's up for you, this is your space and your time to bring those questions. And if you'd like to raise your hand, I invite you to do so. Go ahead and do that on your keypad by pressing *2, the asterisk sign, *2, and then, or if you're on web call, you can simply on your monitor click raise hand. I'm ready to move into coaching if you're ready to share. And again, sometimes you have a specific question, sometimes you have a share that says, wow, I'm observing this or having this experience or I had this win or victory and I want to share it. So we're going to lead out this morning with our friend Maria is here and she's got her hand raised. If anyone else wants to get in the queue behind her, you can *2 or raise your hand on your computer monitor. Ms. Maria, do you want to lead us out with what's new and good and then your share of or question that's up for you?
Yes, absolutely. What's new and good is I started my children on a new routine and schedule with, you know, earning commissions and whatnot, and it is going really well. My kids are motivated and are doing things that I used to have to remind them a lot to do. So that is definitely a huge blessing right now.
I love that.
My question, yeah, it's so great to have children motivated and setting goals and moving forward. And so my question for today, and something that I've been pondering on, especially as I've been trying to make over my vision board, is, you know, I am curious about setting stepping stone goals to bigger goals. And kind of I'm around this fear that I'm feeling, like I'm feeling bubble up a concern or a fear around getting stuck on the stepping stone and never making it to the bigger goal. So, for example, for me, one of the goals that I have on my vision board is to own a property on 100 acres and a home. It's my dreams. I have pictures and whatnot of this home that I would love to be able to raise my children in. And I am not there yet. That's why it's on the vision board. And my question is, I kind of am wondering, do I need to set something in between? Be like, maybe I'll go to in-between home that's, you know, not, you know, multi-million dollars. Or do I, does that make sense? Are you following what I'm trying to say? Need to break it down? And how do I do that without, like, that fear of getting stuck?
Mm. I love this question. It's like I have the big, big dream and then the more specific steps, right? And mm-hmm. I think about this is I really like you to be clear on your destination and your outcome, right? It's similar then. I love the analogy of a GPS system in partnering with God and source or universe where you're putting your dream out there. And that's like knowing the destination, right? To say, hey, I want to be in San Diego, California, or I want to be in Italy with Eleonora having some amazing pasta. And you don't always know the route, like how am I going to get there? Or I don't need to know every turn. But I do need to have a clear vision of what I want and why I want it, right? Because the why is what's motivating. The property, it's more about the energy you want to feel there, right? With your family, with the memories, with the creations. And focusing on that, I think, is wise. I think this is an and, not an either or. And then for me, so that's more into the visioning for sure. Clear vision, clear outcomes. And then having specific goals that I'm working on. And I like a lot of my goals, and I'm glad you're asking this. I want all of you to really absorb what I'm about to say. I really like your goals to also be focused on process or focused on the effort quotient. Right? Like, for instance, say one of your goals is to run a marathon. Well, the marathon, you might be like, well, gosh, I can barely get moving without getting winded right now, and, you know, or wherever you're at on the journey. But it's focusing on, I move my body every day for, you know, and you might have a specific amount of time, 20 minutes. Or I start, you know, and you start a running program or things like that, but where you're focused on the daily effort that gets you to the outcome. Well, obviously, resources is what you need to the outcome that you want. And how do we create more resources? Well, we create more value. And we focus on how can I be creating more value? And whether that's content, online courses, in-person, growing your sales, you know, and thinking of it in that way, is I think it's wise to brainstorm all of them. So I'm not sure if I'm answering exactly what you're asking, but sometimes the question is, do I focus on the big dream or the specific steps? And the answer is yes and yes. As I spend time regularly seeing the vision and visiting the vision, and then you come back or part in conjunction, you say, okay, what are my daily, weekly, monthly steps and actions that help me in habits and in the process that help me create the energy, the resources, that will help me manifest the desire that I want.
That's great. I love that. Thank you.
Talk to me, though. You mentioned something about fear. Can we just flesh that out really quickly? What did you mean by that, or what's up for you in the fear piece?
Yes, the fear is that along this journey where, you know, I'm working and incrementally I guess I'm going to the running analogy, maybe let's just go there. Maybe it may illustrate it a little bit better. Is, you know, I say the goal is to run a marathon and, you know, get up and move my body every day. My fear is that I'll get stuck at only being able to do the 5K, if that makes sense. Like that my body won't go all the way to the marathon, or there. And I guess I use that goal as well with like my home, where it's like, the big home is like the marathon, and then I get stuck in some place in between that's more like a 5K. And, you know, do I just be happy there? Or I guess there's a fear around not being able to achieve that bigger goal and getting stuck in between.
Yeah. Well, we friend the fear and we go, friend fear, is there anything you want me to know? Is there a lesson here? And we counsel with it and allow it to teach us. I love years ago, one of my Success Academy students sent me this art piece where it was a woman sitting having a cup of like tea. We talked about how, you know, welcoming your fear and asking it to teach you. What are you here to teach me? And so for you, then I think, okay, we go, no, I am conditioning myself, and you learn if there's something there to learn and dropping into that. But I think we say, okay, get to the 5K level, that milestone, and then go, great, awesome. Now let's keep nourishing that we're going on to this next level. But I think what happens with dreams a lot of times is that what's happening with the fear slash part of your mindset of this is, oh, well, is it realistic? And sometimes we don't want to have the dream because we don't want to be let down if it doesn't happen. So we don't even commit to it. Because it's like, well, if I keep committing to that, because we've all had a disappointment by this point in life, and that something didn't go the way we wanted it to go, and something we really desired or wanted, didn't happen. So I hear you that we now have evidence, life evidence, that gives us what we might call emotional scar tissue. Are y'all getting this today? because then we have emotional scar tissue, and therefore we don't dream anymore, or we don't dream as big. Because what we're really doing, and we don't want to dream the big thing, because you're saying, I don't want to hurt, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to be discouraged. Rather than, no, dream the dream, babe. It's more about who you become and the realization of the dream and the process and the molding of, and am I willing to get up and put on those tennis shoes even when it's raining, even when I'm tired or I don't feel like it or I'm discouraged. And the character development that happens in the pursuit of our goals and dreams is really what I think the life lessons are about. And then enjoying the property or the finish line is really like a sweet cherry on top. But the real joy is in the creation and in the character forming. And so I'm going to invite you to say, I'm going to lean into this vulnerability. I'm going to lean into the fear. I'm not going to run from it. I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to shut down. I'm going to breathe right through that fear. I'm going to work through it. And have it support me instead of hold me back. But does that make sense that sometimes why we're afraid is because you're saying I'm trying to protect myself from potential future pain because it might not happen. You're right. It might not. But it definitely won't happen if you don't go for it. And think, who you might become in the process, and that home doesn't define you. You're still worthy, lovable, valuable, whether that massive property happens or not. But I just say, if your heart wants something, have the courage to follow it and move in that direction. Because sometimes it's not about the property. It's about all the person and the lessons you gain along the way. If you haven't yet listened to my podcast, y'all, that went out last week with Mark Nepo, I've had people tell me, I even myself, even though I was part of it and recorded it, I've listened to it 3 times. I've had people tell me this, multiple listening, because it's so rich with some of these same things, is navigating broken heart, navigating disappointment, how not getting what we want is the doorway to our spiritual growth. And that's not to say, I absolutely can see on this property, I see us there having a great time together. I'll join you in that vision. But the bigger lesson isn't about the home. The bigger lesson is, are you willing to go all in? And are you willing to lean into the discomfort of the fear and that vulnerability if I might, ooh. So then it's like we just take ourselves out of it because, well, I'm afraid. What if it doesn't happen? Mm-hmm. So get on the track and get to the 5K level. And then when you're at the 5K, then we go to a half marathon. You know, and then we keep moving and looking at, again, the process, which is, okay, I need resources. Great. What helps us create resources? Well, sales, adding value, creating content, launching things, talking to people, nourishing my relationship, and we start measuring those goals every day. Am I adding value? Mm-hmm. What am I creating? What am I producing? Who am I connecting with? Am I in the field nourishing those components? Because then the harvest cannot be prevented, and it is just timing before it happens. Now, you could be in that property in a year. You could be in that property in 6 years. And you got to release the timing attachment sometimes, and you just get heavily committed to the vision, knowing whether I'm pushing a handcart there or I'm getting on a train or an airplane or I'm riding a bicycle, but I am going to that destination. I don't know the time when I'll arrive, but I'm in the direction. In the universe, God has my back, and we're moving in that way. But it is not a straight line. There's a lot of curves and lessons that you get to pick up, some real big gems along the way.
This is amazing. Thank you, Tiffany. You said exactly what my heart, it resonates well with me. We just said, I could feel it in my heart. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for asking, because it was good for me to hear. And I think for all of us as a group, it's the reminder and going even richer and deeper to this week's conversation about this topic, I think is something that's beneficial to all of us. So thank you again for the courage to share it.
Absolutely.
Okay, I am coming next to... One moment. I am coming next to Katie Menning. You are unmuted, love, if you want to lead out with your new and good, and then your share or question.
Hi, Tiff. Can you hear me?
Hi, love. I can. Good morning.
Awesome. Good morning. What is new and good? I have a pretty clear vision for business plan, which was my intention to come into this program for. So that is also with the weekly progress tracker, having it laid out like that has made things so nice to just see it all, be able to check it off that I did it. It feels really good to be able to get it done and
awesome.
Show the productivity. So thank you for that. My question for you is, with all of the vision creating and the goal creating, it has been like, it has blown up for me and so many good things are coming to mind and I'm getting so excited about it. But at the same time, it's getting a little bit overwhelming. Like, oh my gosh, there's so many pieces of my life I didn't realize that like you can create and manifest. And my question for you is like, at this point, is there a certain place that I should start focusing on, or is there a certain number of goals that is a good, because I have a lot of them, but in my mind, I'm like, oof, like this is almost too many to take at once. What do you recommend how to like maybe chunk it up or prioritize just so it doesn't become overwhelming and it still stays exciting and enjoyable?
Yeah, I love this question. I love that because it's like, oh my gosh, we're opening up all these beautiful things. And I just want to say I am also so thrilled you're here, and I love that you're using that tracker. I think the rest of you, it's the last page in your workbook if you want to find that. And I invited you to print off a couple, 8 copies, one for each week, to just track some of the things that you're working on. Maria also created a beautiful template that she shared in our Facebook group, too, with some great things for your self-care. I think asking your own heart, sis, and tuning into for this season of my life, and this season might be for this week, this month, or this quarter, for this season of my life, what are my top 2 goals or aspects that I'm working on? And you can have more for sure. Like my vision board has a lot of various things on it, from personal things to health to wellness to business to creation to spiritual. You know, it's a lot of those 8 categories that we talked about on Monday. And when I look at specific goals, there might be a season where like, hey, I'm really going to get this, my website's my number one goal, my number one business goal. Right? And when I say choose 2, there's usually 1 personal and 1 for business. You might really be in the season right now of organizing your home or doing a home project, right, for some of you, or really getting into your consistency of your health habits. I would say if with specifics to this is, again, tuning in is you can have multiple goals, but I would really focus on to say for this week, month, or season, what are my top 2? And it doesn't mean we ignore the rest. It just means that you've decided what Stephen Covey would say, the big rocks in the jar. And he would give this visual example or demonstration a lot in the classes where they'd have 2 large glass jars, right? And then they'd have these smaller buckets with some larger rocks, a bucket of pebbles, a bucket of sand. And they would take these jars. And the only way it would work in this, you know, when you're doing like one of these teachings where you're doing an example, is it only works if you put the big rocks in the jar first, and then you can have the pebbles add in and find in between the spaces of the big rocks. And the big rocks represent your core priorities or chosen priorities, which, again, we're doing a deep dive on time management and productivity on week 3, which is on deck next. And then you pour the sand in, and it would sift in between. But sometimes we're trying to pour in the sand and then getting some pebbles, maybe trying to shove a big rock in, and it just doesn't work as well, or it doesn't work. You can't get it all in. Versus really knowing and saying, okay, for right now, what are my top goals? And you might say, well, they all matter. I'm like, I know, love. But part of this process is decision-making, right, is choosing, deciding what do we want. And so if I may, as your coach, I'm going to ask that there are 2 habits you're doing personally that will help you with more energy and fuel for all of you to achieve the rest of your goals. Number 1 is you start your day with intention, as you've heard about, a morning ritual, even if it's 10 to 20 minutes, but I don't want any of you starting your day on your technology. I mean that. And if I could, man, I'd like hover over you and just be like, nope, nope, your morning ritual, you know, get grounded first, short and sweet. But that habit is a game changer. The other habit is, as you know, you're in the fitness world and you do this, so I'm confident you're living this, is I want all of you to move your body every day. Those two habits, and again, even if they're, you know, 10, 15 minutes apiece, some form of daily movement of your body and nourishing your brain, I want those to be your top two goals initially. Now you might say, well, check, I've done that and this only takes 30 minutes. Now you move into saying, great, I'm working on my website or I'm growing my business, I'm nourishing my relationship, I'm creating content, or again, I might be really into a home project right now. I don't think you can get this wrong. I think it's just about tuning in and saying, what are my top two priorities if I have to choose? And we don't want to choose because we want to do it all. But sometimes that mindset of, yes, the reality is you can do anything you want, but you can't do everything you want all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the power of choice is, say, for this season of my life, because you'll hear me talk about this on Monday when we talk about time management, for this season of my life, what am I all in for? Or what activity or what goal would have the highest return on investment? Well, definitely for you personally, your own wellness and wholeness and that you've invested in that will have the highest ROI. So I'm kind of like seeding what your number one is for your personal. You can have more than that again, but I just think it's tuning in to say, okay, what are my top two, maybe three or four goals for right now? With your self-care being a mandatory one that gives you the energy to achieve the others. But I don't know if this is helping. I hope it is. But I think sometimes it matters that you choose, but choose based on what you need most, what you feel the most drawn to, what you feel like this will have the biggest impact for my life or for my business.
Okay. No, that helps a lot. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I also wanted to share with you that I kind of went on a little podcast binge this past weekend, and I went back through and listened to quite a few of your podcasts. And the one that you did with Benjamin Hardy, I wanted to just, like, share if anyone else hasn't listened to that one yet, to go back and listen to that, because that was, like, the key that dropped me into the, like, oh, yeah, now I know what this means to, like, really – manifest and the willpower doesn't work, and how he talked about how you have the goals, like you can't just force it, you have to change who you are to be in line with that goal. Just how he described all of that, I was like, yes, this makes so much sense now. So thank you so much. I really,
really appreciate it. Well, I love that we hung out all last weekend. You know, we binged together. And thank you for that. And the rest of you, the same thing I do. I invite you. There's so much great free content on that podcast. And she's talking about, I believe it was episode 4 or 5. And you can scroll back through them. Again, you can find it on Apple, Spotify, or Stitcher based on what device you have. Or you can download those apps if you don't have them currently. But that one particularly, he's the author of a great best-selling book called, as she said, Willpower Doesn't Work. And how we look at identifying our goals, you've heard me touch on this today, and when I was sharing with Maria, is coming back to, again, our habits as well, but that also coming out of our identity and the power of that. So good things to be thinking about, love. Thank you for sharing that, and I'm so glad you're here and so excited to see what you're creating, Katie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I am coming next to a number that says Springfield, Illinois. There's not a name to it just yet. Hold on 1 second. Springfield, Illinois, area code 217, last 4 digits, 7280. You are unmuted if you want to say hello. Where your
hi,
name,
Tiffany.
Where you're calling from. Yes, hi, good morning.
This is Bethany Deem. I'm calling from Springfield.
Hi, love. Hey. Good morning to you.
Good morning. So what's been good lately is I'm actually working. I don't know if this really counts or not, but it does to me. I'm making an office space. So there's a place in our house that has kind of been many things, and so we're remodeling it. I'm in the middle of painting it right now. My fingers are covered. And I've just really been enjoying the creation of a place that's completely designed by me. I really do love the concept of, you know, designing the life that you want to live to help you become that person. So that's what's up and good.
I love it. Would you be willing to show us a photo, take a picture of it and put it in the Facebook group so we can see your space and maybe when you're complete, or we can see the in process with you, but I would love that. And I love that you're creating that.
Sure. Yeah. I've got some before pictures and the right now it's just all white and I have to put a second coat on today. So that's my day. all the squatting and the rolling.
Would you enjoy that? I do kind of love painting, I have to say. So if I had to paint my whole house, no thanks. But sometimes when you're in one creative project, it's just joyful. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, the end result comes a lot faster when it's just one room. So what's up is actually kind of similar along those lines. I was just writing down several things as I was kind of figuring out what was really up right now of just like my first thought is like growing into this new rhythm feels like I'm popping the clutch. So like I have so much desire to do all of these things. And so it's such an awkward process at first and pushing through that, being mindful to not drop into my old ways of thinking, even just like of, you know, making sure I am not starting my day with my phone. And then ultimately it gets down to like, there's just a fear that I'm not going to actually change. So, yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. Are you complete in sharing that? Because I don't want to cut you off at all. I want to make sure you feel fully heard.
Yeah, I summed it up so I wouldn't ramble. So that's
okay.
That's the.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Think about it. Tell me about the progress you've already made since last week, whether it's even teeny tiny. Tell me about a few of the things you've progressed with in the last week.
Well, I have been a lot more intentional, even more so. Like, I always have tried to have a quiet time of some kind of a morning thing. I did Ange Peters Beautiful Life Lab a while back, and that was huge and great of just, like, trying to do that. But, again, it was, like, nothing. It's still hard to get everything to stay. But in the last week, that morning routine has started to solidify a little bit more. And also I'm reading the book Get Out of Your Head and also doing some scripture study in Ephesians, which is so interesting because between the coaching that we're doing and this book as well as the other books, I'm also listening to The Big Leap. I had listened to it before, but I'm listening to it again with fresh eyes. Everything is culminating into this big, it's time. Like I feel like I really am so very ripe for the harvest, which is so beautiful. I don't want to lose that excitement because I feel like I do. I lose it through little bits of the day and I catch myself. But I do catch myself. So those are some of the things that have progressed. So like that consistency, catching myself more and more and having so many revelations that it's just mind blowing. So.
Mm-hmm. And would you call that progress?
Yes.
And another word for progress
so
we have the tape measure out.
Yeah.
You hear the self-judgment in that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's okay. We're just witnessing. We're not judging. We're just witnessing or observing it. Mm.
I love that, by the way. That's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is the biggest rewire, which you're already present to. And another word for progress is change. So you say, I'm afraid I'm not going to change. Well, honey, you're already doing it. You're already in change. You're already progressing. You're learning. You're studying. You're in the middle of painting an office as we speak. You're changing a physical space. You're progressing. But the bigger option or our opportunity just presented itself where I said, are you progressing? And you said, yeah. And then it was like, oh, but only a little bit. I was like, oh, I see you voice. And I call that voice in my head the judge. And that judge, it's like, oh, let's get out the tape measure. Because compared to who or what, you've got this belief. I'm not going to change or progress as much as so-and-so or some idea that lives in your brain. And a lot of times these ideas we can't even verbalize. It's just a feeling like, well, I could always do more though, Tiff. Yeah, I know, but how about we celebrate the wins? How about we fuel that? And that often, Bethany, and this might go deeper, and we can go there if you'd like to, but that usually is someone else's voice or influence in your formative years where you learned how to get validation approval based on performance. I had to hustle for approval. I had to hustle for love. And that's not to blame someone else. But you might, if you ask yourself, whose voice is that? Or who in my life growing up did I always feel like I was never enough for or that I had to perform for? And again, it's not about blame because this is your work to do and it's everyone's work to do, no matter what kind of childhood you had. But I'm going to ask, honey, just tuning in. Take a deep breath with me. Just breathe this in and breathe this right out. You know, just, okay. Can you close your eyes for me? I'm not going to hypnotize you. I don't have any training in that. But I'm going to ask that we visualize something together. You want to go there? Can we go there for a minute?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
So close your eyes for me. And I want you to have one hand on your heart. Just take in a deep breath. I want you to pull, I want you to see in your mind's eye your four-year-old self. Maybe she's five or six, but whatever image of that cutie that comes to mind. And I want you to take your present-day self and your four-year-old or five or six-year-old self, and I want you to pull her onto your lap and just wrap your arms around her. I just want you to speak things to her that you want her to know. It's like, I'm proud of you. You're beautiful. You're so loved. You're so worthy. I believe in you and all the things you're going to go through. I'm going to learn to love you better. And still all this love for that four-year-old. Knees are tight. I held my four-year-old niece's hand last night. So we walked the park with my sister. I would squeeze it. She's holding both of her hands and she'd squeeze it back. Let her know she's loved. Breathe that in, sis. Breathe the love right into that little self. She's enough. We're so proud of her. She ties her shoes and we're like, oh my gosh, you did it. Congrats. She feeds the duck. Oh my gosh, look at you. So proud of you. You're so beautiful. You're so talented. Progress is enough. Tell her that for me in your heart. Progress is enough. You're doing so good. I'm so proud of you. A deep breath. Be with this as long as you need or want. You can always return. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And anything you want to share, what you felt, heard, or what you're still processing, I'm holding that space with you. So, as you're holding her, I'm holding you.
I think that, of course, I'm bawling, so thank you.
Right? And I'm on the tears, too. It's like right
so
there.
Emotional.
Yeah.
just the mirror exercises are different. I always have something on my mirror, but I never look myself in the eye whenever I say it. Mm-hmm. And so it's that, that's what came to mind as I was thinking of that, and just connecting with that, that sweet little child that's in all of us, that there's a podcast, The Adult Share, that talks a lot about mm-hmm. that. And I clearly need to do a lot of work with that area. because it's our,
Yeah, hold on though, Sissy. See, the acknowledgement, there was another tape measure. Clearly, I have a lot of work to do there. We're going to re-script this right now. I'm doing the work. I am doing the work. And that all that matters. And it's enough. I'm doing the work, and it is enough. I am enough. I am loved just as I am. I am loved and lovable. And it's okay. We're just catching these things in our languages. They're coming up. That's all right. We're observing it. I'm not judging you for it. I'm catching it with you. And we're just like, oh, more love. Okay. I'm doing the work. I'm progressing. Some of those affirmations, would you please add them to your mirror work and post them? I am progressing. I am healing. Yeah. Well, this is being recorded, so if you want to say, you can come back and listen and capture too. You can capture in this moment, or just know we've captured all of it. But I appreciate, again, your courage, because I know this is blessing so many other people in our group right now. But they need to hear it too, because for all of you, the most important goal we're going to commit to individually and collectively is progress, not perfection. And all of you, throw away that damn measuring tape. Well, I'm progressing, but not a lot. It's like, okay, I hear you. And you know why I can hold this space for y'all so intimately and real is because it's work I have had to do and doing, is unlearning the tapes. And for most of us, the more important work we need to do right now isn't more about self-improvement and hustling our tails up. Yes, I want you to put effort out there, for sure. And it's less about self-improvement and the measuring stick, and more about self-acceptance. And from what you shared, as you brought to this conversation, your belief in God, your God loves you so tenderly. Your God is crazy about you.
Yes.
We're the ones that often put all the judgments on ourselves. If I was just enough. No, your lesson is to allow. Let the love in. Let the grace in. Let your progress and your effort celebrate them. Thank you for the courage, and I hope you're feeling like I feel so much love for you right now. And I'm just sending that to you, and just breathe it in and allow it. That you're already changing. Now, in your mind, you might have, only if I'm a gazillionaire, and I have this and this body weight and this perfect house and this, then I'll finally feel like, oh, I've made enough progress to say, okay, I've changed or I'm making progress. Versus like, no, honey, you're already doing it now. And trust me, even when you are a gazillionaire, you're still going to feel mm-hmm. the same feelings. Like, am I doing enough? And whatever measurement, because it's always on the move. When perfectionism was running the show, the bar is always on the move. It's never enough. Perfectionism is dressed up fear, you guys. That's all it is. Perfectionism is pretty fear. It's fear with a haute couture, nice Louis Vuitton handbag. That's all it is. It's still fear, though. It's like it's just the never enough, like, and the bar is always moving. And we rob ourselves of the joy and the life that's right happening right now, and the progress is happening right now. I'm so proud of you. I want to see this office space. And you are progressing, and that is enough. Now, you won't always feel what I'm saying, but I'm telling you truth. This isn't motivational hype talk. This is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Progression is the point. spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, it is about progression. And perfectionism robs us of the joy. And it's okay that we get to nourish this and build these muscles and relearn it and relearn it and work on it. But that in and of itself is progress.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Keep showing up. You're welcome. Keep showing up.
Taking lots of notes. That's why I'm not talking much.
That's okay. But I also want you to take a moment and put the pen down. Because again, we're being recorded. So you can come back and capture anything. So there's no fear of missing out. And I want you to breathe in this energy. And just breathe into the love. And breathe into holding that little cute four-year-old. And just letting her know it's enough. Continuing to do the mirror work and working on that. And you are progressing. And you'll have more and more vistas that you'll see that, but allow yourself sort of the measuring tape. Right? But again, my measuring tape shows up. And I'm like, oh, what are you doing here? Okay, yeah, thank you. You can move on again. Thanks. Oh, measuring tape back again. Okay, that's all right. Thank you. You can move on. I'm back to this, you know, and it's a practice. It's not going to be perfect. So we are practicing, and practicing creates progress. And that's the eternal nature of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good stuff. You guys are rich and ready. You're doing the real work, and it just lights me up. Okay, my loves. I am coming next, and Ms. Barbara has her hand up. Just one moment, and I'll be there in just 1 second, Barbara. Okay, Barbara, you are unmuted. There we go. Yes, love. If you'll lead out with what is new and good, and then your share.
So things are really new and good by doing the mirror work. So I've always looked at myself and, well, not always, but I am more and more. And this morning I was able to sit there and receive. And within a few minutes of finishing my mirror work, I got a phone call saying, hey, I need to get some oils. And I've been working with this gal for a couple of years now and basically have dripped on her and loved on her. And now she's coming back and saying, okay, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, oh my gosh, I'm ready to receive. And there it is. I'm receiving it.
You get
so
it.
That
girl.
Was really exciting.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So my question is, I've loved what we've talked about today. It's so personal. I've needed it. I have a way of overanalyzing everything. And so I get my list of things to do today. And I get in the flow. And I don't always get back to my list of things to do. So I'm learning to put away that measuring tape. But how do you balance what I need?
So with me, you cut out for just a minute. So how did you say, would you finish the sentence? So how do you balance what?
How do you balance staying in the flow and still getting the things that you need done, done?
Mm-hmm. I love this question. And it's, again, we're back to the language. It's a press, right? It's not like there's a magical box we check and it's just handled. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think sometimes that's what we're like, oh, it's this practice of, A, what gets me in the flow, and I'm a big believer of and. Like, I have the ampersand and sign, three of them throughout my home. One's right here in my office. One's in my bathroom where I get ready. One's in my living room. And if you want one, I mean, I can show you a picture of one of mine. But if you want one in your space, well, I have those symbols in my space as they remind me of the and. Because a lot of times we are thinking in either or. Right? And a lot of times that's more for me about dreams. Like, I can have great love in my life and have a thriving career. Or I can be healthy and in shape and productive. Or, you know what I'm saying? And to your point, I can be in the flow and focused and productive. Sometimes we feel like it's either or, right? Don't we? Versus shifting that mindset to say, oh, it can be an and in here. On Monday, I know I've said this once already, but Monday we're going to do a deep dive on priority management, time blocking, scheduling, and how to help create more of that focused productivity. We're also going to be talking about organization. So if any of you are already feeling the vibe to, like, clean off your desk, clean out a drawer, right, clean out a closet, run with that energy. But I think, love, is that one of the things we talk about on week 3's call is I like you to pick 2 priorities a day, one personal and one business, similar as I was modeling that for goals, but I also like that to be a daily task or daily achievement. And being clear, like, what are my top 2 priorities for the day? And they happen first. And I like those to be chosen ideally the night before. So then you wake up already knowing, hey, here's my game plan. I'm going to do my morning ritual and this and that. Maybe I'm going to go for a walk or a run. Helps get me in the flow, and that's my personal top priority. And then my business one is I'm going to connect with 10 people. Or I'm going to write this blog post. Or I'm going to write and spend, you know, work on my social media content. Or, you know, I'm going to work on this course or work on my website or whatever the various business priorities might be or goals that you're creating. So it's knowing that for yourself is that when I'm in the flow, and there's a few things that help me stay in flow state while I'm working, right? It's A, that I've, how I've taken care of my body. And then I might have some great music on while I'm in creation mode, or for me, I will, you know, dial up my diffuser with some different high vibe essential oils. I'll have water, healthy snacks. I'll also really manage my distractions, which again, I feel like I'm already partly trying to lean in. I keep trying to teach week 3 right now with you guys, which is just fine. But it's like how we manage those distractions. And then you are in the creation mode. You can stay in the flow, but having things in your environment, like for me, music, oils, flowers, having clean space, they help me while I'm in the flow still get into achievement mode. And they set me up to thrive. And so when we talk next week about this in detail, but right now you can already start with how do we create an environment that supports you? Right now, like as you heard Bethany, our sweetheart, just was sharing, talking about how she's creating an office she's really intentional about in that space. It's like awesome, setting yourself up to have an environment that supports you. I don't know, am I addressing this? If not, I really want to circle it back. But when you're saying flow and achievement, to me, they're sisters and they go hand in hand. If I'm in the flow, I'm much more likely to be in achievement or productivity mode. If I'm not in the flow, meaning like my energy's off, I'm this, I'm that, you know, it's like, okay, then usually my self-care's off and I haven't stoked the fire. The fire doesn't burn without, you know, it being stoked and supplied. And those are all the self-care habits we've been talking about the last few weeks.
Yes, that helps. I found that yesterday that I got in flow really well. And then I had my to-do list and they didn't quite coincide. So by the end of the day, I looked at my to-do list and went, it didn't get done.
Yeah.
But I had a great, wonderful day anyway.
Yeah. And some of you probably really related to what I was sharing with Bethany. It's like, you know, did you make progress yesterday, Barbara?
Yes, I did.
And it sounds like you did. Awesome. Because I have a to-do list that, have you noticed the to-do list, if we let it be the open-ended kind, it's just never-ending. Between personal home things, projects, you know, and business. So that's why we choose our top 2. Or maybe it's 3 or 4 or 5, but we go, okay, there's my top 2. And once those 2 are done, you go, cool, awesome. And I like to kind of, like you say, Brian Tracy calls it eat the frog, which is kind of an interesting idea or visual. But he's like, do the 2, you know, the big things first. Those big rocks in the jar happen first. So they get the top priority real estate in your calendar. And so you go, great, I'm going to time block those 2 things. They're going to my set schedule, and I know they get done first. Before I check all my email or do all my social or get lost in chasing 8 different cats, I'm going to do those top 2 priorities. But if we don't know the top 2 priorities and you just have this open, vague, ambiguous to-do list, which has got a whole list of all kinds of things, there's no prioritization to the to-do list. But yeah, we might tinker with it, but it's like, no, these are my top 2. And then when they get done, Yeah, there's other things you can move on to. But that choosing is again, it sounds like a simple thing, but again, as you can probably get a feel from my vibe, I like simple things, but simple things done consistently create massive results. Or a great shift or a regular flow. And I just feel like you're in such a good energy. Like you learned such a big lesson like this morning. I really dropped into receiving. I've heard so much, you guys. She's just tipped you off to the big leap touches on this. A big reason why we're doing all these self-care practices isn't just to give you things to do, is that they're nourishing your capacity to receive. And as you read in the big leap, we often unplug our own lamp with success, with prosperity, with things we want and desire, as we might call it self-sabotage, right? I call it unplugging your own lamp, where he talks about you hit your upper limit. He's really asking in that book, how good can you stand it? How much can you receive? And so the self-care and a lot of these practices and a lot of the love and the healing work you're doing and the self-affirming love work and the joy lifting and the mindset and the morning ritual and the mirror work, you're doing these things because I'm conditioning you. And not because of TIFF, but because you are then conditioning yourself to open up to receive more. This is why I won't privately coach anyone unless they've read The Big Leap. I won't do it because they don't have, we need the context and the understanding of, just like a running coach helps condition your body to run a marathon, I'm conditioning you guys to receive more success and prosperity, and that starts with your energetic field of yourself. And more self-love and permission and receiving, and then now it's like, yeah, this woman, you've been dripping on for years. It's like, hey, can you come? I'm ready for this. And you're like, awesome. I love this group. I just love what y'all are bringing to this party. Like, this is just joyful for me. So thank you for being who you are and what you're doing. Does that help, Barbara? Flow and achievement, sis. Both together. Okay. All right. We are going to move on to our next one. 1 second. Okay, I am coming next to Columbus, Ohio, area code 614-2088. You're unmuted if you want to say hello and introduce yourself and then share your new and good and then what your question is or what your share is.
Absolutely. So, hi, I'm Amanda, coming from Columbus,
Ohio. Hi, love.
Hi.
It's Amanda, my Instagram friend.
Oh, Tiff, you are just such a ray of sunshine, and I'm so thankful for you and putting this group together. And I just really want to, you know, acknowledge and champion all of you for your vulnerability. I know that is so hard and just something that our, like, natural selves fight against, but it's really been a blessing to me. So thank you so much for having that courage to put yourselves out there. So something that's new and good. I feel like in the last week and a half, it's been the mindset shift. And that's, you know, in pairing with the mindset makeover, super thankful to have that content in addition to this. But yeah, just noticing ways that I'm showing up differently and having a little bit more energy, but also just kind of allowing myself to receive. And I would have to agree that the mirror work's been really awesome, just to kind of propel that forward and to not be a victim of, like, the craziness in the world right now, which is good because my job is constantly changing because I'm here, obviously, in Ohio. Our governor keeps changing what businesses are allowed to do, so we're kind of in the reaction, but being able to center my mindset with that to be able to respond has been really helpful. So my question is, what is the balance, and I know balance isn't always the perfect term, but when is it proper to kind of allow yourself to rest and, you know, take that time for yourself, and when do you need to push through? So I'll give a little bit more context. I feel like in terms of all of the changes that we've been doing, and everything that just keeps changing in the world constantly, my brain is very tired. So sometimes at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I need to do, you know, work on my vision board and things like that. And sometimes the self-care feels like one more thing to do, even though I know it's kind of what we need to do to progress to where we want to go. So I guess my question for you, Tiff, is there, you know, a time you know, like, okay, yes, take the nap or be done for the day and just allow yourself to kind of veg out and do something on the joy list? Or is that kind of leading into the discomfort of, no, you need to keep pushing yourself because this is when the work is done?
Mm-hmm. Gosh, you ask it. This is a great question. And can I just say how happy I am you're here in this group?
Thank
Some of you DM me on the Instagram, and we've become besties through Instagram DMs. A few of you have done that, and I love it. So I just love that you're here and what you're asking and sharing. I think for me, sometimes a discernment for me is, am I avoiding something or is this rest? And it's asking yourself, you know, my question I modeled for y'all last week that I just want for all of you to have start to becoming ingrained is the question of, what do you need, sweetheart? And tuning into that. And sometimes that inner voice will be like, says we got to push through right now. Let's double down. Let's go. Let's get after it. And sometimes, again, it's learning to trust your own intuition is, I do need to rest. And I do think right now, because how much we're exposed to, there's a lot of energy, and we're all more tired, easier. I have felt that for sure. Now, there's different practices we can do. Number one is that limit how much time is on your actual freaking technology, please. And I say that for myself as much as any of the rest of you, is sometimes we're just like, you know, between text and email and social apps and the news apps, it's just, do we have any boundaries on our technology? And if you don't, then I'd ask yourself that and get some clarity to how much time, because they are, it's like energetically draining. You only have so much attention energy in a day, right? That's why I'm encouraging you to make some of these decisions about your self-care habits that you don't have to re-decide, because then we get decision fatigue, right? Like, oh, do I feel like following through this morning and doing my morning ritual? Should I? I don't know. Well, I'm busy. I got to get going. Or I saw I have all these texts. Rather than we just decide, like, I start my day this way. Or, like, I don't have to figure out if I'm going to get moving today. I just decided that a long time ago, like months ago, especially in the middle of this COVID and the shutdown and so forth. It's like, that's just non-negotiable for me. That doesn't mean, has there been a day or two I've missed? Yes, but in terms of, I don't have to re-decide it. And more often than not, by like 98%, it's happening in my life every day. And so some of these are, make some of those small decisions on those small habits that you don't have to remake the decision. They're just made, right? But in terms of like what you're saying is, I do want you guys to give yourselves more permission to rest, or I should just say permission to rest when you're feeling that and the need for it. When I feel pretty well rested and my joy is pretty full and I'm feeling spiritually connected and my body's feeling pretty good, again, not perfect, but like I'm in the zone. It's in the movement of those things. Then I naturally have creative energy, and I want to create, and I want to do the do. But when I'm tired, I'm exhausted, or you know, certain things like that, you know, it can catch up to you. So I don't have a textbook answer for you, so some of it's learning to navigate your own intuition, love, but tuning into that and asking yourself and then honoring what's right for you and what's needed. There are times where it's like, you know, like in the last few weeks, we had three courses launched last week, Success Academy, Mindset, and then I'm coaching a new network marketing company in the CBD world, and we kicked off a month-long training with them last week, too. So there's a lot of prep of launch and a lot of launch energy. And so then over the weekend, I really just played a whole lot and then I've been resting and playing, and now it's, you know, navigating it. And so sometimes there are moments where it's like, hey, I know you're a little tired, but, you know, and it's asking, like, okay, no, I got to get this created and put out there. And so it's just learning to navigate that intuition.
Awesome.
Do you feel like you're clear on that when it speaks to you?
Yeah, because, well, one of the things I've been realizing since the COVID shutdown is that I've been operating on, like, burnout for probably, like, a solid year and a half. So with this downturn, you know, the income took a little bit of a hit temporarily, but I feel like it's opened up so much more space for just rest. Like, I think for the first, like, week and a half, I just was like, oh, I didn't realize how burnt out I was because it was just a constant state of going. So when it was like that forced stop, I was like, okay, we're going to sleep a lot because you're making up for a long time.
Totally.
So, yeah. And like still wanting to like make sure I'm, you know, like you said, progressing, but also honoring, you know, the need of knowing that the things we create when we're exhausted aren't as fruitful anyways. So, no, that's super helpful reminder. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. And I think a lot of us are just looking for, I know myself, even the permission, because it's like, well, can I rest this much? And is that okay? And, you know, and it's being aware, like asking what's intuitive to you. Now, if I'm truly, here's the discernment for me, if I'm truly resting or doing nourishing activity, sometimes resting is, hey, I'm just going to sit on my couch or lay on my bed and scroll my phone for 2 hours, isn't really a nourishing resting activity. So is it really rest versus I'm just kind of checked out, right? And sometimes that's a numbing behavior. You know what I'm saying? It's numbing versus or avoidance. And so I ask, am I avoiding something? If it's rest, though, I really want you to go into rest. And so we're not in the bed but on still all of our technology. We're, you know, really truly taking whether it's sleep or reading, or gardening, or going on a walk, or painting, or things that feel restful and nourishing, versus, hey, I'm just hanging out on the scroll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
and I feel like
that, to me, is the discernment.
Yeah, no, that's super helpful. And I feel like there have been some levels of discernment already in terms of, like, limiting the news and just, like, all of those kind of negative influences. I actually rejoined Facebook to be a part of our Facebook group because I deleted it. So that's the only reason I'm back on Facebook is for a Success Academy group, by the way. Just because
I love it.
It's a negative place. So I just go to, you know, only our group, and that's all I check in, and then I'm off of it because I'm like, I don't need any of this. That's not helpful.
Right. And it's just managing it. And again, I'm not I think, you know, and each person is like, if, you know, being informed and your news sources and different things, but just don't live on technology where it's always up. It's always in your backdrop. And again, I don't say that out of judgment, but more out of protection for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey,
yeah,
go get your hands in the dirt. We planted pumpkins in my backyard yesterday. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, and then as I mentioned, I went on a walk last night with my sister and my little niece over to the park and just was so present and off my technology and in beautiful open space, right? So, and just playing with a four-year-old who's just so giddy about life, you know, and just doing things that are nourishing. And so, again, when you ask, like, is it the rest permission? Yes, rest. But make sure that more of that, and it doesn't have to be all of it, you know, and don't get me wrong, I love social media. It's how I'm connected to many of you. But the reality is, it's like, just when too much of it, it's like, oh, you know, it's just like a good slice of chocolate cake or let's say peanut butter cups, because if you followed me for 2 seconds, no, I'm a big believer and fan of those things, you know, but one or two peanut butter cups is awesome. If I was to eat 20 of them at once, oh, my gosh, I'm so sick. And so same thing. Like, I love a little social media and connection and sharing. But for myself, when all of a sudden it's like hours and hours, and sometimes it's not hours at a time, of course. It's like 10 minutes here, 20 minutes here, 45 minutes here, another 17 minutes here, another, you know, 30 minutes here, and this and that. And then you look at your daily screen time, and you're like, wait, what? You just have to be conscious of that. And so, again, I know not for all of you, it's not technology. I'm just saying that because I know for many of us it can be. But it's like, am I really doing nourishing, restful activities and truly sleeping or reading or doing things? Or again, maybe it is a Netflix binge, you know? It's just being aware. There's no judgment in that because I love to do those things
that we're just aware that, is this nourishing me? Is this feeding me? Is this giving me, truly, am I getting that, you know, rest in? Or am I just replacing that hustle with activities that, you know, are more avoidance or draining me? I just want all of you to become more of your own best advocate for, like, I'm making choices where, and again, for me, sometimes I just need to do the veg out. Hey, I just want me to watch a movie, and I just don't need, you know, I'm just cooked, and I just need some time, and that's the way that I'm going to reset a little bit, you know?
Yeah, thanks
Intuition.
So much.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing. All right. Thank you, everyone, for such great shares. If you still, I know there's a hand or two up still. If you didn't get a chance to ask your question for today's particular session, I just invite you to bring it to the Facebook group. I do check that twice a day, morning and afternoon or evening, and I'd be happy to share it there. I'd love to see, speaking of this week, we've talked today a lot about vision and goals and so forth. I'd love to see those things, your vision boards or a picture of one of the things you're manifesting. I'd love to see it in our Facebook group if you'll share that there. I would love to be connected to that. As you've heard me talk about and see quite a bit, next week what's on deck is week three. We're doing a deep dive into time management, productivity, time blocking, scheduling, as well as organization overall. But I invite you to stay into this week is just working on the clarity. What do you want to feel more of? What do you want to create? What do you want to be? What do you want to have? And allow yourself to dream. Allow the possibilities to be open as you work on this week's assignment. If I can serve or support you additionally, feel free to, again, bring it to our Facebook group. I'm here for you. I believe in you. I support you. Hope you're also enjoying that Mindset Makeover program as a free bonus as a student of Success Academy, being part of that group and the conversations happening there too. Powerful, potent timing. We're getting nourished in both. I'm wishing you a great rest of the day, and I'll look forward to connecting with you soon. Thanks, everyone.